This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Guillermo Leal. Date of birth, September the 2nd, 1964. Case ID number is 436-5329. Date of exam, January the 12th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Juan Carrales, dated 10/9/20. And also records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 3/22/21, as well as a Social Security questionnaire dated 10/14/22. Identifying information. This is a 58-year-old common law divorce male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of spinal stenosis / herniated disc with left leg radiculopathy. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked as a truck driver for 25 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his brother in a rented house, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, spinal stenosis / herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine with left leg radiculopathy. The claimant states that in 2017, he started to have pain in his lumbar sacral back area. He states the pain was a throbbing, burning pain and a numbness pain in his lower left leg that he had mostly in the lumbar sacral back area. The claimant did receive one epidural shot, which did not help him. He did not injure his back. He states that he just all of a sudden started having back pain. The claimant went on to have a laminectomy performed at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance in 2020. With fair results. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 15 minutes, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry but not doing any exercises. His physician is Dr. Carrales, which is C-A-R-R-A-L-E-S, and he has presently not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. The claimant is presently taking a leave, 220 milligrams, 10 times per day, for his relief of pain, which he states does not help him. He was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease with facet arthropathy, herniated disc of the L4-L5 with symptoms of left leg radiculopathy, and history of laminectomy in 2020. His physician was Dr. Atashi, A-T-A-S-I. The claimant also states that he had a right knee medial meniscal tear, which was confirmed with an MRI, which revealed that he had a cyst in his right knee. The claimant has a history of a fracture. He denies any surgeries or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. As noted earlier, his limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb up 6 steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Juan Carrales. As noted earlier, he is on Aleve, 220 milligrams, 10 times per day, which gives no relief. And he states the only other physical activity he does are chores around the house. Family history. The father died at the age of 83 from complications of a stroke. He also had diabetes mellitus and hypertension. The mother died from a lymphoma, but she also had diabetes mellitus and heart disease. Medications, Aleve, 220 milligrams, 10 times per day. Medical problems, decreased left eye vision, comma, migraine headaches, comma, obesity, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, benign prostatic hypertrophy, comma, herniated disc of the L4, L5, with left-sided radiculopathy, comma, degenerative disc disease, comma, major surgeries, laminectomy of the L4, L5 area in 2020, urethra dilatation in 2020, and left inguinal mass removal, which was benign, in 2020. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 3 cigarettes per day for 10 years, and then he quit. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. He has used cocaine in the past, and the last time he used it was in 1990. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 238 pounds, height 6 feet, BP 169 over 96 mmHg, heart rate 85 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 32. General, this is a 58-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to lumbar sacral back pain. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal, especially for the left eye, where the claimant appears to have some kind of scarring or cataract formation secondary to an injury that he had as a child. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted, but the claimant does have multiple missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally reactive, round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, and confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 10 feet. Pinhole is 20 over 100. Corrected is 20 over 50. OS, the claimant is able to count fingers at 5 feet. Pinhole is 20 slash being able to count fingers at 5 feet. And corrected is 20 slash 100. Binocular uncorrected is 20 slash 50. Binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to after abdomen and the back on the last sentence? There is a 3-centimeter ventricular scar on the lumbar sacral back area where laminectomy was performed. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal. The lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiated down to the left leg. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or the other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, although he was able to flex at 90 degrees. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, but decreased in the left lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal on the left side. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with mild to moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, grip, opposed fingers, and pinch. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the left lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have muscle spasms noted of the lumbar sacral spine area and the left leg. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 4 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity based on the current examination. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the lumbar sacral back area with left leg radiculopathy. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with mild difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity, especially of the left eye. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back pain with left-sided radiculopathy. Probable diagnoses: lumbar sacral back pain secondary to spinal stenosis / herniated disc of the L4, L5 area with left leg radiculopathy - has been treated with a laminectomy. Physical exam was mildly abnormal, but the claimant is able to ambulate and to perform the physical with some mild discomfort. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Guillermo Leal.